It's the Shipping Container, rocking with you on a Wednesday. That's right. Guys, we got a fun rest of the week of local hours for you. Tomorrow, we're going to be joined by Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald, going to talk some Heat. On Friday, we're talking to David Dwork, who is, I believe he covers the Panthers for Channel 10, right, Roy?
Yes, sir. That is correct.
And Roy, set this up for us. What's going
on? Hold on a second. You're burying the lead. Your dad is going to be joining us for Friday's show, too.
That is the lead, I guess. Okay, that's true. Greg Cody Friday is this Friday. He will be here as well. I apologize about that. Roy, set up hockey for us. What's happening? Are the playoffs starting? Are they playing any kind of games before the playoffs?
They are playing exhibition games that started last night. The Panthers are playing tonight versus Tampa in Toronto. That's this afternoon at noon.
And then the
Then
the playoffs start on Saturday.
How you feeling? Drops Saturday for the playoffs.
How you feeling?
Can you explain to me how this works? Because it says that Saturday's a play-in game. So is it the playoffs or is it not the playoffs?
It's technically the playoffs. It's a five-game play-in series, much like the opening round in the baseball playoffs.
But why are they calling it play-in if they're already in? Roy, get the table.
Yeah.
But they added playoff teams this season because of the coronavirus pandemic. So there's,
Will this go down in history as the Panthers making the playoffs? That's my question.
That's a good question.
They already made the playoffs.
Okay. So, like, they're in the playoffs. So, like, whatever they call this round, we're technically in the playoffs. And are we a favorite against the Islanders, that is, right? It's the Islanders we're playing?
I believe it's a similar matchup. The Islanders, they are a bit better team defensively. They're one of the leaders in blocked shots, and that's going to be a huge, huge deal in the playoffs as usual. And hopefully the Panthers' goaltending and defense will be better. Sergei Bobrovsky, hopefully he will get back to his
playoff
form. They don't have to worry about scoring. They will score.
Well, they probably have to worry about it. I get that they're good at it, but they should probably still have some level of concern about it.
Yeah, I would focus on scoring.
Yeah.
I would focus on defense because that's been a major concern this entire season.
All right, let's do it. Let's get out the pie chart. Roy, in terms of a pie chart, what percentage should they focus on defense and what percentage should they focus on offense? Because I'm going 50-50. I think they should focus 50% on offense and 50% on defense.
Dave.
I think they could go and focus 60% on defense.
Wow.
Because that's how much of a problem it's been this season.
Wow.
Is their offense that good that they only need to focus 40% of their energy on it?
Oh, absolutely. They have a very good offense. So they really, really need to focus on defense if they want to get past the Islanders.
I feel like 5% of their focus should just be on sticking together as a team. You know? Like regardless of what happens on offense or defense, 5% should just be, we're in this together. And then, like, their arm goes on their brother. Like, just a we're in this together kind of thing.
They're six in the conference in goals scored.
The six in the league, actually.
Aha!
So no. They're six in the conference. They're behind Tampa. They're behind Tampa Bay, Washington, Toronto, New York, Philadelphia, and then the Panthers.
I don't know about that. From what I'm seeing, the pregame notes, I'm seeing all through the entire league here.
So I'm looking at goals for.
So am I.
What am I supposed What am I supposed to do if I see a baseball player spit?
Well, Colorado's ahead of them. They're the only team ahead of them in the Western Conference.
I know we're talking hockey still. Tony, me and you can talk about this. I'm just confused that I see so many baseball players spitting, and there's a rule that you're not supposed to spit. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do. There should be like some sort of tattle line that I can tattle on people.
A snitch line? Chris, by the way, when you were talking about the 5% of the Panthers pie chart needs to be like brotherhood, I feel like you are a great glue guy.
Thank you.
Like that would be your, you know, in the locker room, I feel like you were the guy that was like banding everybody together and being like, all right, let's do this. Like,
you hit the nail right on the head. You hit the nail right on the head. I was the guy in a baseball inning at the end of every inning, like when we're coming up to bat, you know how like in high school you like meet out in front of the dugout and it's like, let's do a little pep talk. It's like, come on guys, this is our inning right here. We're all up. Put it on the next guy. Let's go. Put our hands in right now. Paladins, hits on three. One, two, three, hits. Well, Paladins. usually we go Paladins like early in the game, like before the game. We go Paladins on three or win on three. I was a big win guy. Win on three. One, two, three, win. I love a pre-inning little like rally the troops. I was that guy, Anthony. You hit the nail right in the head.
Right. In your defense, they have 231 goals for, and like the one that's second in the league is the Washington Capitals at 240, and Tampa Bay leads at 245. So there's not like a huge difference. It's like 15 goal difference between the leading scorers in the league and the Panthers.
Yeah.
There's just a bunch of people bunched up 232, 234, 238, 237. I don't know that anybody cares about this.
Tony, were you that rah-rah guy in your basketball teams? Like when does a basketball, like on a basketball team, like in a basketball game, when does that speech take place? In the locker room? Maybe during a timeout? Like when's
during the timeout?
Yeah.
During maybe when people are going to line up to shoot free throws, you kind of get a quick powwow together.
Were you that guy?
No, I was not that guy.
You're the guy. You're like the stud who like doesn't need to get fired up. It's for the rest of the players, but you're sitting there like, I'm ready to go. I don't even need this speech.
Sometimes I felt like I was able to get to the place that I needed to be at by myself. Mm-hmm. And I was never one of those like super rah-rah, like emotional guys. I was mm-hmm. like really even keel and like steady the entire game.
Well, the Panthers are tied for fifth worst in the league for goals against 224. That's not good. That's not good. That's why
you know what they say. Defense wins championships.
Wow. Do they say that in hockey?
Wow. Yes, you get a hot goaltender in the playoffs.
Nah, that's what I think they say in hockey. A hot goaltender wins championships. Mm. They don't say defense in particular, Roy. Come on.
I literally just said hot goaltender.
No, I know, but whatever. We don't have to get bogged down in it.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
Guys, hey. The Heat looked so bad last night, and yet I'm so excited for this season. Like watching last night, because it kind of just hit me. It snuck up on me. I realized that we haven't really been talking a lot of Heat, and the Heat season is here. Like, dude, we are about to have overload of sports down here, and I'm ready for it, aside from the fact that the Marlins are crumbling the entire MLB. If that wasn't happening, it would just be all systems go, but right now it's about most systems go, except the Marlins, because they stink. Coming up next, we get into this Joe Kelly thing, because he's crazy.
And we're back.
Oh, Roy. Roy, do you want to save your hockey? I guess we just did a hockey preview. So I was going to say, I need like predictions and stuff. At some point, maybe tomorrow or Friday with Dork, I need predictions. I need you to say who's going to win things. Like, this is...
Well, I can tell you Panthers in four.
Wow. I meant like from the whole playoffs, but yes. You think Panthers win in four. All right. There it is. There's Roy's prediction.
Where are the Panthers playing?
That's a great
question. Toronto.
There's two bubbles, right, in hockey?
Yeah, the Eastern Conference, they're playing in Toronto. The Western Conference are in Edmonton.
So it's funny that the MLB and Canada said no to the Toronto Blue Jays, but will say yes to all the American hockey teams.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's because all of the hockey teams are staying put, like in the bubble, and the Blue Jays would have people coming in and out.
Right,
but we see where your you know priorities lie, Canada. It's not with baseball.
I mean,
we
get it. I think it's with safety. Pretty sure they'd be fine with it if it was a safer setup for MLB. All right.
I mean, I've been waiting 3 days for this announcement. Are we going to get to it or not?
Seriously,
tired of this, man. Let's go.
Not today.
Oh,
it's just because something like the Joe Kelly
it's
thing.
It's
happened.
Not real.
That may be
Whoa.
It. That might be part of it.
Whoa.
That might be a factor.
I saw the wheel spinning as Billy asked you, like, what's the announcement? You were like, if I can think of something in the next 5 seconds, I got it. If not,
you know
tomorrow.
What? I believe that there's an announcement. I've changed my tune on this, and I'm eager to hear what it is.
Oh, right. Boy.
Fine. I'll tell you.
Wow.
I plan on getting a dog. In the next year.
What?
Is that man, that's a huge announcement.
I really want a dog. My wife doesn't want him. I've talked about this on air before. What do you guys think about me just springing a dog on the situation?
If your wife doesn't want a dog, I would plan on you not getting a dog in the next year.
See, she says she doesn't want a dog. She does this thing about like, I'm not going to take care of her as much as I say I'm going to, but I am.
Wait a minute.
I don't think
that's like what you tell kids.
Wife's going to be out here walking that dog, man.
First of all, we have a backyard. So like, I want to take my dog for a walk, but you don't have to. You can just let him out in the backyard. So I just want a dog, man. That's it. And my wife says no, but I feel like once the, I feel like if the dog showed up here, she'd be like, let's do this. I love the dog now.
That what kind of dog crazy. Would you want?
Dog here.
I rescue. I don't really have like a strong preference.
Big dog, little dog, sure. Hypoallergenic dog.
Medium-sized dog that doesn't shed, I think, is where I'd be heading for. Oh, Billy, that was an adorable picture you posted yesterday. That, like, dude.
Video.
All the time, what did I say? Picture, sorry. All the times that I've gotten rattled during like segments and stuff, you're like a pro's pro yesterday. You didn't let anybody know that was going on. For anybody that didn't see it, Billy posted a clip yesterday of him talking like serious MLB pandemic breakdown, and his arm is getting like chewed off by his dog off camera, and his, I guess his wife was taking a video of it, so a video surfaced after the show of Billy just being a pro's pro. Way to go, Billy.
Well,
thank you, Billy.
I had a couple options there, and I knew that if I was just kind of like putting my arm down that he'd start barking at me, and I knew that I was going to talk, so I had to decide what is going to be more of a disruption. Him just like, he doesn't like sleeves for some reason. I want to ask Ron McGill about this. Ron's going to join us tomorrow. I want to ask Ron McGill about this because every time I wear like a long sleeve t-shirt or a hoodie or something, he always goes after the sleeves like by my wrist. He doesn't like it at all. And I don't know what it is. It's the strangest thing. So I knew that with him standing right there and trying to get on my sleeve, if I like put my arm down or hit it from him, like put it between my legs or something so he couldn't get to it, he'd just be barking at me to try to get to my sleeves. So I just kind of had to let him go after my sleeve. And like, as you can see, you pretty much in the Zoom, on radio, you can't hear it at all. So you had have no idea. But on the Zoom, you basically get like the top of my chest up. So it's just my shoulders that you see. So like my arm, maybe you could have seen it flailing a little bit, but I knew like there's just a certain range of motion that you can't really see what's going on because you're looking at my face. So I was, while that was going on, I was like, please God, just don't bark. Because like when Dan and Stugatz are there, it's kind of different because Stugatz's dog barks all day, every day, right? And it's like, okay, whatever, the dog's barking. It's not a big deal. It's not super professional.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I can't, while I'm talking, like motion, like we need to get, like the dog's barking, we need to put him away, or like, I can't like say like stop. So like, it was just, yeah, I don't know how I was able to get through that without you guys knowing what was going on. Cause it was the last second decision. I was like, all right, well, I'll just go after my arm and hopefully that keeps you happy enough where you don't start barking to get to my sleeve.
Have you guys put into place like panic situations in your house during this work at home time where if it's loud in your house and you have to talk, like Dan, like let's say Dan's like, Chris, I want to go to you on this. And he starts asking the question. And right when he says that, something loud takes place in my house. So I have to do like a panic, like I'm about to talk. Everyone shut up. And then my wife like springs into action to like make sure my daughter's being quiet. Like I give this like, if you've ever noticed when I'm on mute, like 5 minutes, 5 seconds before I talk, yeah, you just see me shout out to the house like, I need silence. I'm about to talk. Like my wife, my daughter's used to it. She just looked, turned around, even though daddy daycare today. My wife's not here. So,
well, you guys, it's different. Like you and Roy is different because you have, you know, children.
Right.
And your wives are there too. I pretty much just have my wife. I mean, my dog's there, but he's pretty chill during the day.
You just got to give a look. So you just give
a
look.
No, I'll just like be like, hey, I'm gonna say something. Right. And you know, she's an adult, so
I guess
she,
I don't need to shout,
when I'm right, saying, hey, we need to calm down here. She's an adult, where children that are, you know, 2 years old probably don't like get like, well, why? Because like we'll see your daughter sometimes just come like in the middle of the show,
yeah,
and just start putting like makeup, brushing your face, yeah, with like a brush, like, mm-hmm, pretending to put makeup on your face. And it's like, well, your daddy's about to talk. Maybe right, this isn't the best time to be doing that, Gracelyn.
And then, but, like, they, dude, then we had, like, the most uncomfortable segment. Like, we can talk about it now. Like, that was not good radio when Gracelyn and Claire made their appearance. Like, it was just so – it was cringeworthy for me. I don't know. Maybe people thought it was cute out there. But I was just like, why are they going to this again? We already asked Gracelyn a question, and she basically just said the word yes. And now we're going back to this well. Okay. Let's do it.
No bad ideas. And yes, I have done the same snap of the neck, like, hey, I'm about to talk, don't say anything. Because, like, you know, when yeah, somebody's on their phone and they're watching, like, a video or, like, something is there that'll get picked up by the mic, you have to make sure that you can, like, direct somebody to not do that.
you see this Chiefs lineman who's just a doctor? And he was the first person to opt out last week, and he's just been on the front lines of this coronavirus. Like,
there's a big thing on him on Sports Illustrated, I think, like in like April or like the end of March.
Because that was when he decided I was going to spend my offseason going on the front lines. But then he made news again Friday for saying, I'm not even coming back to the season at all this year.
Yeah.
And, dude, it's just that guy's making like millions of dollars, doesn't have to be a doctor at all. And it's just, what a good person. Like, he's I get amazed by people being amazing people. I mean, it's just, I feel like it's worth noting. Like, we talk about all the nonsense on this local hour. We should tell the people, hey, there's good people out there. The whole world is not going to crap. There are really good people out there.
His name is Laurent Duvernay-Tardif.
Ooh. I was going to say, I might not be one of those good people, but what, say his name again?
Laurent Duvernay-Tardif. He's from Canada, and he went to McGill University.
Ron McGill University.
Yeah.
If you had
I think he's doing his work up in Canada also. Not good that matters, man. But he's
good for him. What a good guy.
Imagine being smart enough and good enough at football that not only are you a doctor, but you're also a world-class athlete and you can pick and choose what you want to do at the drop of a hat. Like, you know what? I'm actually just going to go fight the front lines of COVID, or I'm going to be the, right guard for the best quarterback in the league. Yeah, no biggie.
I can't even be good at one thing, much less right. two.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
And like world class at two things. Because it's not like
I regularly, I don't know. Maybe this isn't a conversation we should be having, but I regularly think, like, what if I had done something else with my life? What would I have done? Like, what if I had decided, hey, like, everyone else that I went to high school with, hey, I want to be a lawyer. Hey, I want to be like an architect or something. Like, I don't know what I would have done. And I look at myself and I'm like, you're just not really good at anything. Yeah. Dude. Like, I don't know what you would have done. Like, you're lucky that this kind of worked out for you. But because and when this crumbles, because, no right. one's on forever. When this crumbles, you're pretty screwed, man.
Yeah.
You're not good at anything.
I've been having very similar conversations with myself. I think the ceiling for me would have been like an average high school baseball coach.
What is average, not even a good one?
Yeah. Like, I'm saying if this never happened and, like, I just went on living my life, like, I think the I really made it is I'm a high school teacher and I coach, like, a middle-of-the-pack baseball team. Nothing AP.
I see you as a gym guy.
Yeah, maybe that. That's, like, the floor of, like, I feel like that's, I was always picturing, because I had a baseball coach who taught – low level math. Like, what's in high school? Like, what's like the easiest math?
Algebra.
Class? Like algebra. Not even algebra. Like, I'm pretty sure there was like a class that was called even like, I forget what it was called, but it was like
remedial math.
Yeah, like it was. I just remember I was not in that class.
Addition.
I wish I was in that class. I don't remember what it was called. I just know it wasn't. Maybe it was just algebra one because algebra two was really tough. So maybe it was just algebra.
Where's geometry on the totem pole of math classes?
I think it's second last. So it's like ninth grade, you do algebra one, 10th grade, you do geometry, 11th grade, you do algebra two, and then senior year, you do something else.
Is statistics,
at least that's how it was in public school.
Statistics was a hard one. What am I thinking?
Yeah. About? Like, you could do like 12th grade statistics or like trigonometry or something
trig,
like that.
Trig. That was the one that I was so much better at trig than I was at algebra two. I hated algebra two.
I hated calculus. That was a,
yes,
that's another one. Yeah.
Calculus. I would not be teaching any of those, like the bottom of the barrel.
So algebra one,
maybe journalism.
Oh,
journalism.
I remember I had a journalism class, and I just feel like
maybe that would inspire you to get back into the journalism field, though. Maybe. Like, and you have a reverse, right?
Where I was
you
just going to say the like
coach, and then move over.
A minute ago, you just said that you thought that you're bad at journalism, and now you want to teach people.
I mean, I just remember taking the class, and the teacher wasn't really like, what was she doing? Like, she wasn't really like a real in-depth. Like, I feel like you show me the syllabus and all the talking points, and boom, I could teach journalism.
Roy, what would you do if all of a sudden this all ended today?
I love it.
Yeah, I think I'd be in trouble.
Yeah, but what would you do? Like, I need to have a backup plan.
You don't have any, Roy. You haven't had that thought, like, "Hey, if bleep hits the fan, what am I going to do?"
Oh, I have that thought every day.
I feel like Roy might like. I feel like Roy would be headed up to Bristol.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
That's what I see. Well, I mean, but like, let's say just I'm in this hypothetical. It's not this show. I'm saying in this hypothetical, just, you know, like
Ray,
you
like
can't work in this industry anymore.
I like that. Tony, what are you doing?
I'm probably studying for the LSAT and going to law school, maybe. Wow. Trying to figure out how I'd pay for that and then take the bar, become a lawyer.
I was thinking like an express model.
Nah, I need to lose a little weight. Yeah, I need to lose a little weight.
What store do you think you'd be like the ideal model for?
Me?
Yeah.
If I cut a few LBs, maybe like, what's the shoe store? Like, I could be like on like the side of the store. What's the There's mall shoe store? Stores. The mall shoe store. The like famous
Foot Locker?
DSW or something?
Foot Locker, maybe Foot Locker.
Journeys?
Just not thinking. No, it's like a sports one. Foot Locker was on the right path.
Champs?
Maybe Champs.
Yeah. Foot Action?
Like Foot Action or Champs. Like me, like on like the...
House of Hoops?
I'd have to cut a couple of LBs.
No, he wouldn't be the House of Hoops guy.
No.
Dele Mall has the House of Hoops and Foot Locker
being
connected.
Like an Old Navy, like dad department model.
Or like a Gap.
Like with like a backpack, with the backpack of my kid on. Like I'm like the dad, like...
Yeah. I think that you like this. I don't mean this to be insulting if you take it that way, but I think that you'd be like a good dad model. You know what I mean? You're a dad, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're in, like,
I'm a little past dad bod though. Like I often take my shirt off and I'm like dad bod and I'm like, oh, I need to like cut 10 pounds and then I'll be like at a good dad bod.
Like, let's just all be honest with ourselves. Like, we're not models, right? But like, you could be a good dad model, like not an actual like model. You're not like the, oh my God, this is the desired form of man that we need to, you know, show off our t-shirts or whatever. But like in the dad department, like, hey, check out my New Balance. Mm-hmm. I could see you rocking that.
Yep. Thank you.
Shirts being a little bit looser, you know, nothing wrong with that.
4th of July, time for your Old Navy 4th of July shirts. Is that still a thing? Remember when that was a thing every year, how they had like the Old Navy 4th of July shirts and it was like, get your 2003 edition Old Navy 4th of July t-shirt available now and yellow, red. And it's like, yellow, that's not on the American flag. At first we had like one color, it was like with the American flag. And I was like, let's get crazy. This year's red. And then one year they're like, whoa, red, blue, and gray. And then like the following year they're like, yellow, purple, pink, ah! It's like too many options of the American flag shirt, Old Navy. Enough already.
The gray one was a classic, though, in like 05.
Yeah, how did we end up here? Chris is going to be an Old
Chris
Navy
being
model.
A model. What model would you be, Billy?
That's a good question. I think that I could be a model for... I wouldn't be a shirtless model, like for bathing suits, I don't think. But I feel like I could maybe... Now, I don't think that I have good fashion sense. Let me just get ahead.
They would dress you, so you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Well, I'm kind of slim and slender, right? So, like, I could maybe do something with, like, a long sleeve shirt. Mm. I could see myself maybe in, like, a – hey, look, Greg's around again. I could see myself maybe in, like, a, you know, like a Tilly's or something like that. And they could put like a DC like skateboard shirt on me and like a hat. Like, I wouldn't wear that if I had to go, but like when I went to like look for bathing suits, I go to like a Tilly's or like a what's the other one? The other big like bathing suit
PacSun.
Like a PacSun, like one of those. Do you guys remember? Chris and Roy won't remember this, but Anthony, you might remember this, and this is like being like really like no one outside of Miami is gonna know what we're talking about. Do you remember an international mall? For a short time, they had a bathing suit store that had a wave pool type thing.
Yes.
It had like one of those like flow rider things that they have on like the cruise ships now, where you would go and you would like mini like surf
out
your stomach to test out like the bathing suits in the store.
The board shorts.
Or you could just go like in your own and pay like a fee to go do this. I never did it. Did you ever do it? I never did.
No. Never. I was never in the state of dress where I went to the mall either with my parents or like, you know, with friends or whatever, like whatever the occasion was. And I was ready to jump on the flow rider. And I wasn't going to go through all of it because I didn't have a towel and I didn't want to be wet.
Had to go there planning on doing that day.
Yes.
I cannot imagine looking back how expensive that was. Like, how many bathing suits did they need to sell and how expensive were their bathing suits to justify or like to offset the cost of this
hundreds of thousands of gallons of water.
Gallons of water, and also just like the whatever it is that you need to pump it at that speed, and then the whole system of like having it go over and over. And it was like right in the window of the store too, I feel like. So I don't know how the mall approved this. I don't know how they like pitched this, like, listen, we want to sell bathing suits, but we're also going to be having this giant wave surfing pool in the middle of our store in the mall. Cool? How much is the rent this month? Okay, great.
Don't worry, we got it.
It was the most ridiculous thing that you could see. Like, just walking through the mall, like, oh, there's a, you know, Auntie Anne's Pretzels, and oh, there's like Churomania. Oh, there's where you surf in the middle of the mall. Perfect. Oh, hey, also, sorry. Another thing that malls have had, I don't know how it took us three segments to get me revved up, but another thing that they had in malls for a short amount of time, and I don't know if you guys have seen these, they have like these, like, it's like a phone booth that you walk into that's a hurricane simulator. Have you seen those?
No.
Where like you, it's basically just a giant wind tunnel that you walk into, and then you like pay like $1, $3, whatever it costs. I never did that either. And then you put like the category, I think, of like the hurricane that you want. And then it just like simulates what you would be like inside a hurricane, inside this like phone booth where it's just like wind, like going all around you inside a phone. I don't know who thought that was a good idea. I'm assuming that those don't exist anymore in Florida, because guess what? A couple times a year, you could just step outside and get it for free.
Yeah.
But that's a thing that existed.
Maybe
that,
this weekend.
Well, yeah, I think tropical storm. Sure. Hopefully not anything serious. Another thing that they have in malls, now that we're talking about these weird mall things, have you seen, and it's great, and it seems like something that I would want in like my real life, is you know, like those giant like vending machine things, but like the bigger ones, how they have the ones that have like a computer in it and like an iPad. And it's like basically the size of like a room instead of just like a little vending machine. And it's like first F8 if you want to get like an iPad 4. And it's like, first of all, I'm not going to spend $500 in a vending machine. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to go to a store. I'm going to look at this iPad if I want it. If I want an Xbox One, I'm going to like go to a Microsoft store.
Not ask some questions.
Exact. I'm going to make sure like the box isn't empty. Seriously. Like, I'm going to go to an actual place, not like this little thing where I swipe my credit card for $1,500 and hope that the machine doesn't like get caught, and then it's like just the Xbox hanging, and the next person comes and just shakes the massive room. It's like, and then all of a sudden the Xbox falls and you get it. But I wasn't even going to talk about that. I'm just saying. So it's the same size as that thing, but it's basically a drugstore. And it's like you push like F8 and you get like a huge thing of Motrin, or you get like a Tylenol, like cold and Advil, like cold and sinus, or like a Dayquil or whatever. And it has like every ailment that you could possibly have, you could get the cure for in this giant vending machine.
Sounds like a Dolphin Mall exclusive.
It may have been a Dolphin Mall. I feel like it might have been international, just because from my retail experience, I think that the rent at International Mall is cheaper than Dolphin Mall.
Oh, for sure. For sure cheaper. Roy or Chris, have you ever been to Dolphin Mall?
Yeah, I've been there.
I believe I have, but like a long time ago. And
okay, so think of everybody that comes in that's like a tourist from any part of the world. You're going to find them at Dolphin Mall, not only there, with a suitcase to make sure that they can take all the stuff back home that they bought at all the outlet malls at Dayland.
They have shuttles. They have shuttles that go straight from the airport to Dolphin Mall.
To Dolphin Mall.
And
I'm pretty sure that Broward has like the Sawgrass Mall.
Yeah, Sawgrass is
the exact same experience. I'm not saying like I'm sure the Dolphin Mall is, you know,
Dolphin Mall's inside. That's the only difference,
right? Well, I mean, the Sawgrass Mall is a lot inside too. There are some outdoor areas, but yes, that's what I think of. Like the suitcases is where you got me. Like that's what I fit. Like Sawgrass Mall, everyone has suitcases. It's been my whole life. In. I've been wondering why they do that.
Yes, they'll bus in. Like there's like a travel group from Brazil. And then there's like 40 people that get off like a Greyhound bus, everybody with the suitcase, and they just go out and dominate the entire mall. And you're like, what is happening? So,
well, a lot of interesting place. From my experience, a lot of things that they would do, like when I worked at Victoria's Secret, they'll come and they'll buy like a ton of lotions and creams, not even like clothes, just like beauty products like perfumes, lotions, yeah. creams. The lotions and creams were really the ones that they would buy the most because you get those like 5 for $35 or something. So they're like $5 each. And then they'll take it back home to like Venezuela or Colombia or wherever where they don't have this store. And then they jack up the price and they sell this $5 lotion for like $30 or $40. Wow. And that's just their business. Like they mm-hmm. just buy a ton of this stuff that you can't get in South America where they, where they've come from. Cause we got a lot of people from Venezuela, Colombia. What?
Will they ever like clear you out? Cause if they're really trying to profit, won't they buy more than five of them? Like, will they buy like 50 of them?
There's protocols. Like, so there's like a certain amount that you could buy. And then you had to fill out a form if bought over this amount and you were only allowed to do a certain amount every year. But then you'd have like the pros who basically would make it like their job. Like this was their job. And they'd go and they'd buy just under the limit that they knew had to be reported for each purchase. And then they'd go to like three or four different stores and they'd do that like a couple times a week. And that's how they always flew under the radar. But it was like a whole thing because like managers, then like managers were looking the other way and then corporate would find out about the manager and then it was like a whole investigation. We don't need to get into all of that. But it's very real. And they and then we'd have other people who were just buying for themselves who were just like not for resale. You could tell it was just like personal use. It wasn't like a ton of stuff. And they're like, oh, we just came straight from, you know, we just came from Venezuela straight to famous Dolphin Mall. Everybody talks about it like back home. And it's like, are you kidding me? Like I could be here. Like I'm here every day because this is my job. And it's like not this like destination.
Great place.
Like, yeah. I gotta get there. I can't wait to get there.
So much so, Chris, that they actually built like a Homewood Suites hotel on the parking lot of Dolphin Mall.
Yeah.
So people can sleep there and then go back to the mall.
I think they added a second hotel in the past few years. Like, yeah, there's hotels there now. It's something.
One more thing I will add. There's
no damn roller coaster. Like, don't get me started on that roller coaster. Because when they opened, there was supposed to be a roller coaster. And there even were renderings of this roller coaster. And the roller coaster never appeared. So I don't know if Mr. Dolphin is listening. But figure out how to get that roller coaster at Dolphin Mall. Because I've been waiting for nearly 2 decades already. Enough is enough.
Well, it looks like we're going to get that roller coaster in like an indoor skiing rink and like a water park at the next mall that
they
want to
build.
Just up.
How many malls do we need down here, honestly?
I don't know. But can you imagine how many people are going to flock? Obviously now COVID kind of in the rearview mirror. How many people from South America would flock to this new mall to get all of that stuff? And then now Dolphin's going to become obsolete. It's very sad. Going back to one more thing before we wrap up of nostalgia shopping in Miami. Billy, do you remember a place in Dadeland, just outside of Dadeland, so where downtown Dadeland is now, called Just for Feet? It was a shoe store that had a basketball hoop inside of it, and that you could test out the basketball shoes in the court that you could go shoot on and like play around on.
You have to think that there's like protocol for that, right? Because like you can't just go and be like, I want to test out these shoes and play like a full game of basketball and then be like, nah, and then give them back like sweaty shoes, right? They had to then at that point been like, yeah, these are damaged. We got to send them back. Like we can't sell these shoes. Same thing with the bathing suit store that we were talking about at the beginning. You can't accept a used wet bathing suit that someone decided to try out to go surfing with. Like you basically are gambling. They're going to love this bathing suit and buy it. Or we're just going to have to like damage it out and send it back and like count it as a loss for the store.
I know Just for Feet.
You know Just for Feet? Did they have one up in Broward?
Yeah. I don't remember there being a hoop and stuff, but I just remember that name of a store. Like, I've definitely seen that around here.
There was actually, at the time when Dolphin Mall opened, there was this sporting goods store. It eventually became Sports Authority, and then it closed, and now it's – I don't know what it is. I don't remember. But it was called Oshman Sports, right? And Oshman Sports was really cool when they opened because they had – a basketball hoop where you could go play basketball. They had a batting cage where you could, you know, go bat. They had a golf simulator where you could play golf. They had all these things that it's like, wow, this is awesome, right? And then no lie, like it felt like 3 months in, they're like, yeah, we need to use that for storage. And then it was just filled with boxes. Like you would see it from the outside. And when it became Sports Authority, forget it. They didn't even bother with that. Like you would just see like, oh, the basketball area where you used to be able to go and like play basketball. Yeah, now it's just filled with like ping pong tables and it's like 40 of them like stacked up on top of each other because they're big boxes and they didn't have any room in the back or whatever.
Malls.
Roy?
I feel like we hit a stride here. Like we started out a little you know, we were just feeling our way
just
in.
Just delete the first couple segments. We don't need any of those.
I know, right?
We also never got to Joe Kelly, which we teased a bunch of times. Joe Kelly threw at the Astros. Then he did like a frowny face. And the bench is cleared, which seems kind of dumb when you're trying to stay away from each other. But hey, baseball, right?
Don't people say that you kind of look like Joe Kelly, Billy?
Do they? I look like Joe Kelly?
Just because he wears glasses.
The glasses.
I've seen people tweet before, like, look, it's Billy and it's Joe Kelly.
All right.
Good times. See you tomorrow, everyone.
Bye, guys.